Good morning, friends. Some of my thoughtful colleagues have been thinking about the difference between social distancing, which is what we've been talking about when we talk about how to separate ourselves from each other, and instead talking about physical distancing. We do need to physically distance from each other. And as we physically separate ourselves from each other, that is teaching us so much about just how important our social connections to each other are. So I want to just invite you this morning to think about who belongs to you and how you can care for them. It's essential, of course, that we follow the best advice of the Iowa Department of Public Health. In particular, that means that we need to pay attention for many of the church members who are older adults or who have a wide array of underlying health issues. And more than that, we need your help in slowing the spread of coronavirus. That materially helps those at-risk folks, even if you are not yourself at risk. So I want to invite you to tell us how you're navigating this, time of physical distancing, even when we know we need to socially connect with each other. At our house, we are burning up the internet just like everybody else is. You may not even be able to see this video because we are putting such a strain on our own internet. We are also providing emergency childcare for one other kid on our block. We know that that's a gap in our bubble. But we also know that selectively opening our network makes it possible for that overall physical distancing to work. And I'm doing my best to be in touch with all of you. I'm praying for you constantly. And I want you to know that we are here. We are still the church. And we are praying with and for each other. So I invite you to check in on the comments on this post. Tell us how you are loving your community while you are keeping your neighbors safe. God bless.